Well, we spoke to Ross Rothenberg. The Rothenberg Law Firm is sponsoring again our Kosher Halftime Show this coming Sunday. We spoke to Mayor Kay this morning about his Super Soul parties. Go to causematch.com/Super Soul Party and support Mayor Kay's amazing work having to do with the Super Bowl. We spoke to Seth Levitt earlier in the week about the menu, right? A&H, Abels and Hyman. The menu for the Super Bowl parties is coming Sunday. Make sure you have plenty of salami from A&H, plenty of beef fry, plenty of hot dogs. But now we get to check in with somebody who's there at the Super Bowl site, representing our community, proudly declares that he's an observant Jew, but yet is in this incredible world of sports marketing, talent management, hanging out with these big companies and even bigger athletes. And that's Ellie Lunzer, president of Ellie Lunzer Productions. Again, sports marketing, marketing and talent management agency based in New York City. Ellie right now is in Arizona, and I thank him for waking up early to join us. Ellie Lunzer, welcome to JM in the AM.
Thank you. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So the game is secondary, right? Like, there happens to be a game on Sunday, but it's almost irrelevant to your business, right?
Yeah, 100%. Well, it's not irrelevant because if there were no game on Sunday, we wouldn't have all the events and all the appearances for the athletes that we work with. So we need that game to happen. But correct, there's a ton of events that happened the week of. We've been here since Monday and going strong.
And explain the two sides. On one side, I'm assuming are athletes that you're representing, that you're bringing to these events. And the other side is who? Like corporate people who just are hanging out pre-game, you know, these days before the game in Arizona?
Yeah, so the talent management side are professional athletes that we work with and book for appearances and events. And that happens all week long for those corporate appearances and for fans that really just want to hang out and be with a professional athlete, whether they're currently playing or they're a retired legend. There happens to be a number of those folks from the Philadelphia Eagles teams that we do work with. And then the other side are the brands that are hosting and sponsoring events in honor of the big game.
So an average fan who's spending the days before the Super Bowl in Arizona can go to these events, can meet these people?
Some of the events are open to the public where tickets are being sold, and other events are private events.
Yeah, interesting, I'll tell you. Amazing. So I assume you can make public some of the names that you're representing out there. I mean, are there names that we'd be familiar with?
Yeah, I mean, one of the biggest names right now that we're actually doing a big fundraiser today for is DeMar Hamlin's and his foundation.
Holy cow.
Wow. Yeah. So
he was all over the news last night.
He was all over the news. And, you know, we're excited to do a nice event in honor of him and his foundation today. Other guys on, you know, that we're working with this week are Rob Gronkowski, Shannon Sharp, wow, Vernon Davis, and a slew of others.
Is Gronkowski going to hit that field goal on Sunday?
He thinks he's going to do it. He's been practicing every day. He definitely thinks he's going to do it.
And I learned last night, which I didn't know, that he was actually a kicker in high school. So I guess that's an advantage also. He's familiar with it. Ellie Lunzer's with us. He's sports marketing and talent management agency, and he's out there in Arizona pre-Super Bowl with some of the NFL past greats and some of the NFL current greats. Frankly, are you going to be able to have a normal Shabbos or not?
I'm definitely going to have a normal Shabbos, other than the fact that I'll be away from my family. But right, thanks to Chabad all over the world, you know, we're set up for Shabbos. We have a minion, and we'll have a great, you know, Chabad meal and Shabbos experience, and then the minute Shabbos is over, we go back to three events that are happening on Saturday night.
Right, because Saturday night, the night before the Super Bowls, are really, I mean, as big as this week is, that night's really something, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That is one of the biggest nights of the week.
Are there other people from our community that are colleagues of yours? Are you meeting people that, you know, are in this line of work? Or are you the exception?
I don't think I'm the exception. There definitely are other folks that are in the space. A lot of them don't spend as much time out here the week of. the way I do and my team does. Some of them come in just for the weekend. Others come in, you know, for a day here and there during the week or just for the game on Sunday. But I don't think anyone else does the entire week beforehand.
Are you? Will you be at the game or you haven't made that decision yet?
I will be at the game after two tailgate events.
So where there'll be some NFL stars to meet the fans, right?
Yes, of course. That's part of the tailgate experience.
Unbelievable. and you realize, especially with the Philadelphia connection, you're going to meet a lot of people from our community at this game.
I do. I've gotten calls all week about setting up private events for Philly fans and even getting kosher catering for them as well. You know, as much info as I can help out, that's what I do. I steer them in the right direction.
Wow, pretty amazing. Ellie Lunzer's with us. He's getting set for Sunday's big game, which, again, I assume you can reveal this. Of all the corporate entities you're working with this week, which one was off the charts? Is there one company or one corporate entity that, like, owns the place that really, you know, is clearly the leader when it comes to, you know, the road to the Super Bowl?
So that's a great question. Usually there are one or two that own the week in terms of what we do in sponsorships and private events and appearances. But this week is different than any other year, being that the Phoenix Open is also going on at the same time as Super Bowl week and festivities. So I have to say that, you know, being at the Phoenix Open the last couple of days with our NFL clients and other brands, that probably takes the cake on the biggest of brands out there.
Very interesting. And by the way, for those of you like myself who are sports fans, and that's why these conversations are always intriguing to me, Ellie Lunzer's work is not done, because when you finish with the Super Bowl this weekend, you're almost immediately heading out to where the NBA All-Star Game is out west, right?
Yes, that's correct.
So that's going to be another, again, corporate entities, parties. I mean, probably a lot different in terms of the how it works, I would guess, right? I would guess the NBA All-Star Game is a lot different than the Super Bowl. I mean, the Super Bowl is, of course, the Super Bowl, so it can't be exactly the same. But yet again, similar in some ways to what you're doing now, right?
Definitely similar in terms of industry work. I would say the NBA is a little bit more casual compared to the NFL events. It's much more of a business conference and convention. But you know, we definitely have a handful of great events going on, brands that are launching during All-Star Week, and a few great appearances by some superstars.
Any Jewish moments yet? Any athletes who realize that you won't eat certain food, or who realize that you want to run to catch mincha somewhere? Has any of that happened to you yet this week?
Yeah, it always happens. It definitely always happens. Just in terms of going out to eat, there happens to be incredible kosher food in Phoenix, Arizona, and in Scottsdale. So, the first night we went out to a steak restaurant, and the guys were floored that it was kosher. They could not tell the difference.
I hope they didn't want butter with their steak. Did that come up or not?
Yeah, of course that always comes up. But
and are they very disappointed, or they get it?
They get it. They're not disappointed. They're good.
That's hilarious, I'll tell you. All right, there you go. I wonder if there's a kosher stand at the Super Bowl this year. You have any clue?
I don't know. I don't know. I know a lot of people are ordering from the various kosher restaurants their tailgate.
You think one of the Chabad rabbis will be outside the stadium putting tefillin on people? You're not sure?
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%.
Ellie, good luck. It sounds like you're having a stressful yet fun time out there, but I guess it's always stressful and fun in your industry, right?
Yes, sir.
And the days are long, right? I mean, you're putting in 20-hour days, I would guess.
Very long, but this is what we do. It's what we enjoy doing and what we excel at.
Amazing. And any New York athletes with you, or it's all Philly and Kansas City?
If you can consider Odell Beckham a New York athlete, then, you know, that's who we're with.
Are the fans excited to meet him?
Yeah, he's great. Fans love him. He loves the fans. And, you know, he does well.
Do fans walk away with unique items? I mean, is it just like autographed footballs, or there's really cool stuff at an event like this when a fan pays and attends?
I would say some events do have unique items special to the year. and the location of the big game. But you have a ton of folks that travel every single year and just try and get autographs and pictures with the various athletes and celebrities that are showing up, and that's their kind of like goal and motivation versus going to a game or being involved in the industry. So you definitely see that type of fandom.
Very cool. I thank you for joining us. We're always fascinated by people from our community that, you know, are involved in really out-of-the-box industries, and it sounds like things are really going well and that you're enjoying it, but at the same time, you're able to schlep along your tradition and heritage with you, which is really cool. So thank you. I appreciate that.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Ellie Lunzer, everybody. Ellie Lunzer Productions, sports marketing and talent management agency. He is all in on the Super Bowl. He's out there in Arizona and part of managing all these events and fan experiences and the players that are and celebrities who are a part of it, as you heard. And at the same time, he's making his arrangements for Shabbos and for kosher food, etc. Always proud to feature people like that in our community who are exploring really cool professions and industries, and at the same time, never ever forgetting their heritage and tradition. I love that.